BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a game that you must have nerves of steel for. Extreme news beating. You just go out and shout news beat in a public place and then run. Today our listener does it in Sainsbury's. Also a bangers caller that hates both our selections. Chris blocks someone on Grindr and also now opens doors with his little finger. And are you a serial refunder? You buy the clothes online, you send them back. If you are, they're coming for you.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so Tuesday means we call some companies with funny-sounding names just after two on funny business.
Last week was epic, though, Scott. Can't be beaten, in my opinion. Something else.
So this is what happened when I gave Chris a business to call this time last week.
Good afternoon, the Muff Liquor Company, Laura.
Come on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. That guy can't have heard that right.
The Muff Liquor Company.
I heard it right.
I don't know how we're going to beat that, but I'll give it a good shot. At 10 past two, bangers at 2:40 for you as well. And the Jan Slam prize today is absolutely brilliant. So it's you and a friend at Fyre Festival 2019. We'll get you there and you'll get luxury accommodation on the island. See, I did that just to see if you actually listen to what I say.
Yeah, but I do listen to what you say. It was just I was interested to see where you were going with it.
Right.
So if you were actually thinking of setting up a fire festival, like you've seen an opportunity now.
People that have seen the Netflix documentary will understand that last gag there. I wanted to keep you on your toes and see if you actually... But you didn't fall for it at all.
Yeah.
It's actually Glastonbury.
Well, I was just worried that if you were setting up that festival, what you'd have me doing for it. You know what I mean? There's only going to be certain jobs I'm in charge of, that's for sure.
So, you know that tickets are so hard to get. They sold out in half an hour. So it's like the most famous music festival in the world. We're giving away our best prizes every day in January. There are more than 10 stages that themselves will be considered like major for most festivals. It's huge. If you've ever been to Glastonbury, it's like a city. It's that big. Stormzy already announced as one of the headliners. The only thing standing between you and this prize, three questions. Listen to Greg tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for your chance to win.
Scott Mills.
So if you're one of those people that orders clothes online all the time and you feel like pretty rich and then you just send pretty much all of them back, they're coming to get you.
I think people are sort of hard and fast with this. They're like, they get whatever they want.
Yeah. Because it's exciting. It's exciting when that new package arrives. You're like, oh, I'm probably not going to keep any of this, but I got loads of clothes.
It almost keeps certain people busy, I think.
Right.
It's like a full-time job.
Yeah. Would you say that the person that you live with does this
work? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't even understand the system because I don't do it myself. But it's always on.
Are there always packages
every
day?
There's always packages arriving.
Yeah.
And there's always packages leaving.
Yeah. It's like a full obsession for some people. There's someone that I know very well that does it all the time.
What I mean. I reckon there's loads of people listening who do this.
Oh, like so many. So what they've started doing is searching people's Facebook and Instagram profiles of customers that are linked with repeat and strange patterns of orders. And they, believe me, they are looking at your photos. And they are seeing if you've worn the item, maybe just the once, and sending it back.
But it seems so stressful as a process. Like, this is what I don't get.
No, people absolutely love doing this. So let me know if this is going to affect you in any way. On 81199, queue thousands of messages.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. Something else I've noticed. Chris isn't opening doors at Radio 1 with his hands anymore.
Oh, no, don't make me sound all weird. It's just they've got handles on them all, right? And everyone's ill.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, I just put my sleeve over it.
I thought that you were doing... I don't know, I thought it was like you were making some kind of little challenge for yourself every day to see if you could open it with just your arms and not your hands.
It's a bit like where you see tourists with the mask, that kind of thing. Is it all going a bit that way?
I've never seen you do that before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry if it's weird.
No, I've just noticed it, yeah. More cereal clothes returners next. They order it, they send it back. They order it, they send it back.
Scott Mills.
Loads of people do the old sleeve trick on the doors.
It gets tricky sometimes. Got to get your elbows involved. The toilet doors here, I try and do with my little finger. It takes all of the strength of a little finger.
What a strong little finger you must have. So we were just saying about this earlier. They have started searching people's Facebook and Instagram profiles of people, customers, that are linked with repeat and strange patterns of online clothes shopping. It's getting a lot of people worried.
Yeah.
They're clamping down on you. Ashley?
Hi, how are you, Scott?
All right. Are you responsible for this?
I think my sister Natasha is the worst for this.
Do you do it?
Maybe sometimes.
Listen, be honest here. What are we talking about? Returns every day?
Possibly. Maybe every other day.
Is it going to the post office situation, or does the postman just, it makes it really easy for you and just, like, collects them from your house?
See, that would be a much better idea, but they don't do that, so it's trips to the post office.
You must spend so much time in there.
Well, do you know what's the worst thing? I make my mum do it.
Yeah, this is... I actually think this is the worst thing about it, is you, other people have to take on the pressure of all the deliveries. Loads of parents get it bad with this sort of thing.
My mum's at home, so she'll sit in, she'll take the delivery. She gets on great with all the delivery drivers now. Right. They're on first-name terms. So they drop things off, I'll try it on, decide what needs to go back, and she takes it down to the post office.
Who did you say is worse?
Oh, my sister is worse, in my opinion. She might not say the same thing.
Okay, what's her name?
Natasha.
Let's see what she has to say. Hello, Natasha.
Hi.
You're so bad for this.
Well, I know I'm bad, but I think what she's not telling you here is that she is just as bad as me.
It's almost like a full-time obsession for some people.
I think it is.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, you can tell your sisters.
We're twins. We sound the same.
Be honest. Which one of you, probably both, wear it and then send it back?
Oh, I don't think I've done that. Natasha, have you?
No, never. Of course not.
She definitely has.
I've been saying for ages we should get a lie detector attached to the line.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just goes off when people are talking rubbish.
Okay, so Natasha's definitely done that.
Definitely. It sounds like it.
I've done it for the gram.
Imagine how many times the one thing that you are trying on has been tried on.
Yeah.
And try and imagine every person.
That doesn't put you off, does it, girls?
Yeah.
Don't think about it too much.
This has gone completely the other direction for Lizzie, who right now has just done an ASOS order because we're talking about clothes shopping.
Yeah.
And we got Kieran, who spends so much time in the post office with his girlfriend Sophie that he considers their ASOS return trips an actual date.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. People are really going to struggle with this. You know this clampdown on the cereal returners. Stuart in Colchester works for a delivery company. He's been suspecting this for a while. Also, he gets to know all the customers that are the culprits here, do you know?
Yeah, because it happens all the time. Look at this from Lawrence the painter. We've basically just reminded him that he needed a refund from some stuff he sent back.
Oh, yeah, the trainers.
Just gone and chased it. Free night out tonight,
yes. See, we're doing some good here. John's been at the opposite end of this and ended up with a so-called new pair of jeans. Pebbles in the pocket. Yeah. Obviously worn and returned.
Pebbles in the pocket.
I know. Now, Chris, next we have someone on who is a serial returner and wants to admit it to us, but so much so they've asked for their voice to be disguised, and also Katie is not her real name, OK? Katie, how bad is it?
I order about one or two parcels a week.
OK. How are you feeling about this news that they might be clamping down on you?
A bit disappointing because I like to have a big order in one go.
Katie, are you disguising your voice because you worry that the clothing police are going to be after you?
Yeah, and someone from The Independent wanted to write an article and message me on Twitter after tweeting back to Chris. So I've deleted that tweet now. I don't want any contact from anybody.
I love that the newspapers have been onto you.
Yes, the splashback on all of this is not good.
Are you devastated by this news?
Yeah, because if I'm wanting to go out and night out and I buy like a load of dresses, what do I do if I can't send all these back? I'll be stuck with a load of dresses that don't fit.
You sound extra emotional with this new voice of yours. It sounds like you're about to burst into tears at any point.
They're all going to be after you because you're a serial.
I just keep hopping from shop to shop until they catch me out.
How many things do you order at once?
Between bring maybe 6 or 7, 8 items, but it depends if I'm preparing to go out somewhere or for like a wedding or party.
Yeah, but you're ordering 8, then how many do you normally send back?
Oh, like, I'd probably keep 1 item.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. So what I would do if I were you is ordering an orange jumpsuit next or a stripy black and white top because they're after you.
People like you are paying hundreds of pounds for, like, what is actually one dress.
But when it arrives, do you feel like a baller?
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, on the Snapchat or on the Instagram, like, look at all my packages, and then you just want to cry at the end and you keep one thing.
Some people are confused by Katie's voice there. It definitely was not Freya Ridings.
One. Scott Mills.
Every time we play that Dua Lipa song, we get loads of people going, what is a swan song?
Isn't it a swan song? Isn't it someone's, like, I don't want to say, isn't it someone's final song?
Well, it's like the final performance or, like, thing of a person's career.
Yeah.
This time, Zach asked, and Gemma, and Jordan, and Crispin. I'm here to help. I've got all the facts. Radio 1. There are more companies in the UK than you would ever think with amazing and quite rude-sounding names. And because we're so mature on this show, we like to call them up every Tuesday. Because that's the level our humour is at right here.
Mm.
But you seem to enjoy it.
Well, it's great because people spot these names round and about and then message in to us.
So this is like a little Tuesday pick-me-up, you know? You've had your lunch. It's not quite home time yet. Funny business. Okay, so I've got a business for Chris to call. He doesn't know who where he's calling, and he's got one for me.
Yeah, first up, we're going to go with you. This is a funny one. Remember, the only rule is you can't laugh, though, Scott, OK? Only rule.
Right, got you.
Only rule in this game.
OK.
I think you'll like it.
Oh, here we go.
Good afternoon, fun bags. How can I help? How can I help?
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi, sorry. What was the name of your company?
Fun bags.
OK, what do you do there?
Oh, it's a party shop, so we sell, like, balloons, party wear, costumes, etc.
Okay, who came up with the name?
The boss, my mum.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
Whereabouts are you based?
Hayreseath, West Sussex.
Okay. Do you get any comments about the name ever, or...?
I mean, we get a couple giggles, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I did the same just then. Yeah, I just wanted to know what your company was called, that was all.
Yep, fun bags, party
all right.
Shop.
All right, good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Who? Really, who? When was the last time anyone said fun bags?
Fun bags are really on in that culture. You kept saying it as well. Fun bags, fun bags. What I love is when they say the name, but without laughing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a serious business.
I never know how to get out of those calls. I'm like, oh, I just wonder what you were called.
There is no way. Although we've got a lot more honest with it now. Yeah. We just have a conversation. It's like, yeah, we're basically just here for the name.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
No laughing.
No laughing. That's the game.
Hello, Must Diving Club.
The sequel's on. Hello, is that Muff Diving?
It is indeed, it is
Hello.
Indeed.
Hello, my name's Chris and I'm interested in diving.
Yeah?
And you're in Muff right now?
We are.
Great. And the diving club, how often do they meet?
Well, we meet every couple of weeks, but we arrange diving in. We dive a couple of old wrecks up in the north, and then we dive all around Donegal. So,
yeah, I've never dived before. Is that a problem?
No, we can do a training course for you if you'd like.
And is there a large group of Muff divers?
Well, we're getting bigger. We're hoping to become one of the largest diving clubs in the world.
You're proud Muff divers and you know,
stop
good on you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, my friend Scott's here
Hello.
As well. We're
Hi.
Just interested
Hi,
in the diving club.
Yeah, we might join up. But anyway, good to speak to you. It's good to know what you do down there in Muff. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a mil for the call.
No problem.
No worries.
All right then. All right.
Okay.
Then. Bye.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Stop saying it.
It's just fascinated. I like that one today. It was like the sequel,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Scott Mills.
Okay, there is going to be some extreme news beating after 3 today. Just people in various locations, I want them to shout news beat as loudly as possible, just for lols, really. It takes quite a lot of nerve to do this, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Social embarrassment, that kind of thing.
So we'll get one of you on after three. Bangers is coming up 2:40 this afternoon. And the return of Inio de Bingo is so close now. So if you see anything on TV or hear it on the radio, anything, that would be good for Bingo. Let's all try and get back into the mindset of sending them in again to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, all about the nature shows, that kind of thing. Keep an eye, please.
Yeah. Inio de Bingo is back. Bigger and better than ever.
Scott Mills.
You're looking so confused, Chris Stark.
Yeah, someone called Andrew just tweeted me saying, I didn't know you were on Grindr. Why'd you block me after I sent you this? And it's a conversation.
Well, don't open that word. What did he send you?
No, it's fine. It's a picture of my face.
Oh.
That, just the face. And then someone's gone, they've gone, hi. And this guy's messaged about, aren't you supposed to be on the radio right now? Then got blocked.
Oh,
not me.
Right. Right, someone's using your face there, aren't they?
I'm getting quite a lot of messages about this. Yeah, someone's very active on there using my face.
Right. Well, let's find this person. Do you know what I mean?
Because that's not which person? What, the fake Chris?
Yeah. This happened to my, you know, my friend Unlucky Gary, obviously, because Unlucky.
It's not someone, him, is it?
No. Well, it could be. someone was using his picture all the time, but using the name Paul and putting that he was 33. Now he's not even 30.
What picture is it? It's not the not the bed sheets one.
Oh, no, no, no.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Remember he sent me that picture by mistake once?
Yeah.
Of him on the bed sheets?
Yeah, it was bizarre, wasn't it? But it wasn't meant for you.
No. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
So you work as a driver for the company that rhymes with Amazon.
Yeah,
Tamazon,
yeah.
Tamazon. And did you hear us talking earlier about how they're going to clamp down on people that are serial buyers and returners?
I'm cool with it because it keeps me in a job. I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it? Like, you return what you want, it keeps you in a job, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Where are you today, Tom?
I'm in Glasgow.
Okay.
Snow everywhere and it's freezing.
Yeah, is the snow on?
It's off, but it's still... I'm sliding about corners.
Yeah, how many inches are you offering up there?
Nah, just not as much as you'd like, mate.
Yeah. It's definitely not taps off today, is it, weather?
No, no taps off at all. Well, yeah, he's asking about inches because of that Grindr profile, isn't he?
Yeah. Very good. Apparently a snow bomb is heading our way. Now, I've just checked with someone from the weather. That's not an actual thing.
Why, with the weather, right, they love the overdramatic titles and names for things. Beast from the East.
There is no such thing and never has been and never will be as a snow bomb.
Snow bomb.
No real.
Just okay. Schaffernacker getting excited.
It's not him, it's just someone else. I think it's like one of the... big newspapers online are like, there's a snow bomb, and then one of the people from the Met Office is like, doesn't occur because not real.
Yeah,
okay, I've got this for you today, Tom. You can pick this if you want.
That's all.
I was trying to sound optimistic there, mate, but yeah.
It's M to the I to the S to the double EQ Mystique and All I Want. Yep, that's my one.
That's Mystique there. Okay, you can have that banger, or my choice today is this.
Who is this?
Bob Sinclar. Bob Sinclar, don't forget him. Yeah, man.
No, I remember him.
Yeah. Banger. I just thought in the snow and all that, it could sound great. Sound of Freedom.
Oh, boys.
I don't even remember that.
I've never heard that in my life.
No.
You sure that exists? Yeah. That's, I don't know.
You've had a shocker here, haven't you?
I have, mate. I was expecting better for you, boys.
Yeah. What would you have liked out of interest? What sort of thing?
Jerry Cinnamon.
Yeah, I do you know what? I'd love to just throw that in right now. Love it.
I'll just flip back those two and put on a bit of Jerry just because it's freezing up here.
I'll be well up for that. Is that not possible?
I can't feel my toes, and then you can call it a draw.
He is very disappointed by it, but it does set a terrible precedent, Scott.
I'm a bit gutted. You're normally all right.
Nah, we've got to stick to the rules, apparently. No. You decide what you want, me or Mills.
I'm going to go with Mills, mate, which is quite...
He's not happy about it, but he's got to choose.
Put the lesser of two evils.
Call us back and we'll try and get some better songs on for you.
It's quite like Jerry Cinnamon, this, though.
Yeah.
Really?
No. All right, Tom. Love you, bye. All I need to know,
One. Dancers for everyone. It's who you are.
This show is special.
The greatest dancer podcast with me, Molly King.
There's nothing like it.
No audition is the same.
This is a podcast that goes beyond the TV show.
Who wants it the most? Who will work the hardest?
We are going to be getting all that backstage gossip. I'm going to be talking to the judges and the contestants. If anything's going on, you're going to hear it here first. Think of it as your weekly fix of The Greatest Dancer when the show isn't enough.
You've come all the way from Kazakhstan.
That feeling of being alive.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Yeah. Tom is getting a lot of love. A lot of messages going, great voice.
Yeah, weird that, isn't it? Something's connected there. A few people think it was Jerry Cinnamon on the phone.
Could have been. Will he travel for a date in London? Is he single? All the messages are coming in.
I actually thought, you poo-pooed my banger's choice.
Oh.
But it was actually all right. It was better than your rating there. You remember Bob Sinclar? Of Love Generation.
Yeah, but I know the ones that were hits.
Sound of Freedom. I think it was like Brackets Rock This Party or something like that.
I don't think that bothered the official chart.
It actually did. And it was a good song. A few people saying you've missed a beauty there. Load of people saying we need to up our game.
And a load of people saying that I can't spell Mystique. It's M to the I to the S to the double EQ, Mystique. That's Mystique. You've just spelled that there, Mills.
Bob Sinclar's got a new single out with Robbie Williams, apparently.
Oh, good.
Scott Mills.
One. Chat to Sean and Deb and Han, who are final year students. They're coming to see you in Coventry tonight, Chris.
Yes, nice.
Have you booked a hotel in case the snow bomb affects you?
I haven't thought about any of that yet. We'll deal with it then. Surely
there was,
not.
There was one year where the man that...
here we go.
The man that comes to gigs with you and me and looks after us on the night, you had to...
We'll share a bed, didn't we? One hotel room left.
Yeah, so it was a top and tail situation, and I believe you're travelling there with him tonight, so...
He's more worried than I am.
Right, OK. Be careful out there, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Grimmy.
Grimmy. Someone's pretending to be here on Grindr.
Yeah, this is news, right? So someone messaged me going, why have you blocked me on Grindr after I asked you this? And it's someone's asked me.
Someone's using his face.
Using my face, not the first time either. Are you on there?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. Although me and my friend Amy made one once to annoy our friends who were on holiday with because they were very active on it.
Right.
So we made it and then
sent the messages.
No, not anymore. It was about 10 years ago. It was me and Amy loved it.
He's got a very popular face to use on the dating apps.
The problem is I'm getting so many messages about it.
Where are they messaging you on Twitter?
I get loads of messages like, what are you doing?
Why have you just blocked me?
You know? Always Grindr
Wow.
Radio 1!
Okay,
There you are.
There he is.
Why would someone have a professional photo on that?
I know. Is that one of his publicity photos?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's our game invented by our listener, Newsbeat Dave, so I'll let him say the title.
Extreme news beating.
You know, between the newsreader's voice on Radio 1, you get little jingles that go, Newsbeat. It's shouting that out, but to the extreme. So Dave does it more like, Newsbeat! And I can tell you, the people in the Newsbeat office absolutely love it.
It's their fave.
Oh, they love it. So yesterday, Rosie was on. She was in the British Museum. And she managed to shout out a little...
Newsbeat!
Actually, not bad at all. It's a kind of face the fear thing here, right? Mm. So, we've got someone else now that wants to have a little bit of a go at extreme newsbeating. Hello, Ben.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I am actually in a local Sainsbury's in Worthing.
Worthing Sainsbury's, good.
And where are you stood right now? What's around you? By the fish?
I'm right next to the self-checkout, so there's a massive queue of people getting their lunch. So.
Oh, this is great. Ben, we asked people to take part in this yesterday. What you hear on Newsbeat is sometimes you hear people going, Newsbeat, in between the newsreader.
Yeah, love it.
So are you ready to go for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Remember, you have to go hard on this, okay?
Yeah, it's got to be so big or go home, isn't it?
It really has.
You don't want to have to go again on this one. It's better to just do it properly the first time round. Yeah, trust me.
Okay. I will, and then I'll leg it.
Okay, Ben, shall I count you in?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. Ben is in Worthing Sainsbury's. There are a lot of people around. He's about to do the Newsbeat game. Good luck. After three. One, two, three.
Newsbeat!
You're not doing anything wrong. It just feels a little bit naughty. That's what's lovely about it. I've got a lot of respect for anyone that just wants to get a cheap thrill from this.
Yeah. People are smiling, but they don't seem to know what the hell's going on.
No, they won't.
It's been and gone now, mate. Don't worry.
Good to speak to you, Ben.
Nice one.
Yesterday, we had someone in the British Museum. Are you in a famous location and prepared to do the Newsbeat game? Let me know on 81199.
Extreme news beating.
Scott Mills.
I'm not being funny, this might be my new favourite.
This is unreal, isn't it? Someone just tweeted in, a club on Twitter says, like, if anyone is going to appreciate how brilliant this is, it's Scott and you.
It's so good. So in the music video she's doing like an 80s style workout, then she goes on a late night talk show, then she sells some products on an infomercial. And she is my new favourite as of today, Tuesday. That is Lizzo and Juice on Radio 1. Absolutely loved that.
Scott Mills.
The thirst for tomorrow's Jan Sam Prize is real. After a year off on the forum, Glastonbury is back. It was a fallow year, Chris.
I'm so jealous of this prize. I've never been to Glastonbury.
You just can't even explain the size of it. Like, I know you've been to, like, Reading and Leeds.
Yeah.
Think of that, but, like, times 1,000.
Yeah, and it's all the random stuff that you can do there as well. These, like, hidden stages and everything that goes on. As you said, it's just vast, isn't it?
You can walk for hours. Like, when I first got there, the first year I worked there for Radio 1, I was like, it kind of overwhelmed me how huge it is.
And then you hear of these big artists popping up on smaller stages and those shows being amazing in themselves.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, the main event of it.
So Stormzy already announced as one of the headliners. Kylie Minogue's doing the Legends bit. And there's so many rumours about who might be on, like Kendrick Lamar, not confirmed. Spice Girls, maybe.
I really want to go.
Lady Gaga.
I'd love to go.
Yeah. Steph wants to go bad, don't you, Steph?
I really do. I'm going to enter.
I would. Have you been before?
I haven't, no. I would have gone last year if it was on.
Well, they've got to give the farm a year off. They've got to rest the farm.
I know, but it'll be so worth it.
That's the thing. You've got to be so organised to get tickets as well. That's what I always go wrong. I never bother with all that side of it. Then it gets close to Glastonbury and I get really excited and go, right, next year I'm going to do it. Never happens.
Didn't it sell out in like half an hour?
Yeah, something like that.
Less than that. If you go on any website now, it's like, no, tickets gone. So you really do need to listen to Greg James tomorrow morning on Radio on Breakfast from 8 o'clock. Tickets so hard to get. Biggest music festival in the world. Main stage is just the start of it. Then you've got Pyramid Stage. You've got like more than 10 stages after that. It is huge. This is massive. Two tickets to Glastonbury. All that's standing between you and going to Glastonbury is three questions. Listen to Radio on Breakfast with Greg James, 8 a.m. tomorrow. Steph, good luck.
Thank you.
Be by your radio and the phone tomorrow at 8.
Scott Mills.
Earlier we were saying that people that are serial returners, i.e. you order it from the online shop, normally closed, and then just return most of it, are going to be clamped down on. They're looking at your photos on Instagram, on Facebook, and they're like, are they wearing it once and sending it back?
Yeah, it's like the clothes police or something.
And the amount of people on a night out, this is true, that you see with the tag still in now.
Yeah.
See it a lot.
Weddings.
At weddings a lot.
Yeah.
And even on nights out, it's like, a tag in the back of the shirt there. We had such a response to this earlier. Like Shelley, who is now, because of this, on first name terms with a DPD driver. Knows where she works and brings her the parcels there if he can't leave them anywhere. She's like, the tales you heard on earlier were pretty tame. I've been known to get one of these parcels from Waysos every single day. Someone had to literally change their post office for their returns because they got to know them too well.
That's the thing, you start to get judged, don't you?
Yeah, it's like, oh, another one. A lot of people admitting to it. Also, we grossed Beck's out a little bit earlier because we're talking about how many people have tried them on and just sent them back. Same in shops. She says, I found out last month that women try on bras before they buy them. It's totally grossed me out. And now you're talking about this, it's grossed me out again.
Yeah, but there's someone who messaged in saying they found a pair of pants in their trousers.
Oh, that's not okay.
That's so wrong.
That's not okay.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Meanwhile, if you can't listen live, get this handy podcast by hitting subscribe from BBC Sounds.
Scott Mills. 1.